What is up, everyone? Welcome to, we have a new name. Andy, there's no one here, but we are recording live from camp. If you're listening going, woohoo! Hey, kids this camp. Sounds kids different. Camp. Kids camp. Camp. Hey, camp is camp.
It like, is, but there's
but we are camps. Specifically here at kids camp. Student camp is over, but we are now at kids camp. If you're noticing, we have a new title. We are no longer the Everyday Life Podcast.
We are.
Oh yeah, we're the Everyday Parent Podcast.
Yes.
There we go. Kelly from the top rope.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
So nothing is really changing except the name. Even the picture stayed the same. If you aren't paying attention, you may have thought everything just looked the same, but it doesn't. Okay. If you go read it, it says the Everyday Parent Podcast because this is a podcast for parents. So with me, as always, is Kelly and Shane, but we have another guest with us. The creative worship bald man.
Bald man.
Wow. What kind of intro is
wow.
That?
He does. Okay. He attacks us older people.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right. Well,
Andy's the youngest
ready.
One here.
Get ready for it, Alex.
He's younger than you.
How old are you?
Well, not outside of me.
Oh.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
All right, I'm 36.
I'm joking, I'm 33.
Oh, so. Dang. Okay.
So, anyways, no, Shane, you're the old man on the podcast. Kelly was saying we all have roles,
sage,
and you
Shane,
are like you have the gray, and like you bring the wisdom here.
Anyhow, Andy, tell us about your previous favorite podcast of us.
The my previous favorite.
Yes. What's your favorite episode
of this podcast? Yes. I think it was like the second episode that you guys did.
The only one he heard. Yeah, he's trying to remember right now.
Yeah, it was so good.
The though. Second one.
It was really
good. What did we talk about?
Really good. You talked about being a parent. You talked about what it's like to be a parent. And
what was our
just
episode?
All the things that parents have to deal with, which I think is really important to talk about.
That one specifically was family values.
Exactly. Well, I mean. Which
that's important.
It's important for the parents.
It's important for the parents.
It starts with the parents. So, anyways, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys what you're doing. Honored
Andy,
to be here.
What is your actual title for those that are listening?
I would say Creative Arts Pastor.
Creative Arts Pastor. I didn't know if it changed or
to
not.
To the church, I'm Worship Pastor. Oh, okay. To like the team, Creative Pastor. So
sweet.
Creative Worship Pastor.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thanks, man.
Hey, what's we always ask people, as you know, because you're a frequent listener, about their favorite parent hacks.
Okay.
What do you do to maybe, I wouldn't say manipulate your children, but make sure you get what you want out of the situation.
I don't think we've ever defined it that way.
Yeah. But that is what happens.
We're not
manipulating
our kids.
A parent hack is like a tip or a trick. It's like an insider scoop.
Something
like,
that's helpful.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, I think one of the things, I've got kids that love to talk a lot. You know what I'm saying? They just love to talk. Selah, she's just a talker. I mean, even if she doesn't have anything to talk about, she's talking. So I will typically, if we're riding in the car, I will tell them if they're quiet until we get to the next location, that I will like give them something. And they actually mind. And do I ever give them anything? No, I don't. I don't really.
So that's manipulation.
Wait, how do you recover from
that's
that?
That's manipulation.
But honestly, I'm giving them a place to stay. I'm giving them food to eat.
I've given you everything.
I've given them transportation.
Need.
To be honest with you, I've given you a lot. So
you're welcome.
So that's probably not the best. If I thought about it a little bit more, I probably have a few more.
You ever play Quiet Mouse, Still Mouse?
I mean, once.
We play it all the time, and my kids are teenagers.
What I'll do sometimes, this is a parent hack that might get you a ticket on the road. What I'll do, I don't know why it's always in a car, but I will, if they're not being good, I will, you know, if we're traveling about, 40 miles an hour.
Do you pump the brakes?
I will pop, and then they'll just, you know.
You brake check your kids?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Just let them know that their lives are in.
Well, Andy, thanks for joining us. This has been great.
Yeah, it's my last one. First one, last one. None of this has been approved, by the way. This is not an approved message.
Oh, we don't edit any of this. Okay. So everything you said is.
You know that there is a parent that brake checks their kids.
No, I've done it. Okay. I actually asked like a wiser older woman one day because my son won't keep a seatbelt on. I was like, I don't know what to do. And she looked at me. She goes, here's what you do, Kelly. You go for a ride. When that boy takes that belt off, you accelerate just a bit and then you slam on those brakes. 100%. So one day I'm in my neighborhood, and there he goes, taking his seatbelt off. And I go, Jude, put the seatbelt on. Doesn't listen. So I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Shot forward.
Just got to let him
know. You would think that he would continue to put the seatbelt on, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
So that
you've got to let them know that there are possibilities, and that's a possibility that you have to hit
you
the brakes.
You could fly out of this vehicle. Yeah.
So put your seatbelt on, or be quiet. You know,
well, speaking of traveling, we are at the end of the summer, and so that means all the summer vacations have happened. And so we thought it'd be fun to talk through vacation fails and how you recovered from said vacation fails, or if you recovered.
There's no recovery as a parent.
Yeah.
It's just a... Just kidding.
I mean...
I agree. It's sometimes you just go... That just happened.
We need to define the terms from a family vacation versus a family trip. You know what I'm saying?
I need to know that difference.
Well, think about this. Is it a vacation when you travel with your kids? Or is it just parenting in a different location?
I think it's parenting in a different location.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, there's trips.
And then
there's like a vacation.
Honestly, vacation is like when my kids are not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like every parent is going to say that.
I love quality time
with my kids. I'm not saying it's not fun, but it's just like a different mental approach. Shane's laughing at me.
Well, no, Shane just loves his kids more than you two. I'm thinking through it, and I agree.
Yeah.
But then one of the first things that pops in my head is people who send their kids off to the grandparents or somebody else and then go to Disney World.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
Shout out to our Disney parents.
I think those people are a little crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. You just alienated half of our audience.
Well, I apologize.
Probably more than half.
I apologize.
Our audience is primarily from Hendersonville. So.
There's not enough money to make me go to Disney World without my kids.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I'd probably go.
You would?
Yeah, I think so.
I did it once. It was actually really fun, but just one time.
Yeah, we went to Disneyland. Actually, me and my wife, Kristen, we went to Disneyland.
In California?
Oh. And that's what inspired us to take our kids. It's like, oh, we have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not like the parents that are like going, you know, three or four times a year. Like I told Sayla, I was like, hey, we're going to be there. This is like maybe every 5 years, you're going to get a Disney trip. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 6 years. I don't know.
I'm just impressed by the parents that are so committed to Disney World that they get the Disney like credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
So that like they get all the points specifically for that.
Yeah.
And then just get free trips out of it. Like truly, I respect it. I'm like, you are boxing yourself into one vacation, one vacation only.
I mean, hey.
But if that's what works for you. I told Lyndon, I was like, listen, our kids have to be teenagers before we go to Disney World. I was like, they're going to have to wait. Cause
what about the magic?
Disney World sounds like my own personal hell. Yeah.
This is funny because you love Santa, but you hate Disney.
Well, no, it's Disney World.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's the large crowd.
Both are magical.
And every video I've seen of Disney World, I'm like, that looks like a terrible place to be.
Have you ever been?
No.
Let me just tell you
this
right now.
It's the people. It's the amount of people specifically.
Now, I will agree with that, but let me just tell you this right now. Okay. So we're at Disney World. I think the last time I'd been to Disney World, I was, you know, probably 10 years old. And we went, and we're at Magic Kingdom. This was last year. Okay. So this wasn't a long time ago. And we're there, and we're at the fireworks show. And I see this like zip line coming from the top of the castle down. And I'm like, somebody's coming down that. I don't know when, I don't know who, and I don't know at what point.
There's Tinkerbell.
But somebody is coming down there. I thought it was Mickey Mouse. I was like, something's happening here. The fireworks show was amazing. The light show was amazing. And the moment that Tinkerbell came flying through the air, I'm not going to lie to you. Sayla was like playing with her friends. She wouldn't even care what was going on. I was crying. I was having I'm not even joking. Kristen looks at me and I'm like, this is honestly the most magical thing I've ever seen in my life. So I cried. I'll be honest with you. You call me weak all day long, but when Tinkerbell flew out, I was sitting here thinking like, I think I could make a wish and it would come true right now. Like it's for real.
So you bought into the magic. You're all in.
All in, dude. I was like, I'm here for it.
Okay. So have you had a vacation fail at Disney or
no? Okay, so this is a quick one because I want to hear somebody else's vacation fail. But so Shiloh, our middle child, for the longest time, every time we would get into a pool, like she just would like intake, you know, water. So this was, I think, maybe a year or two after COVID, and so everybody's like, you know, they're kind of. Don't get near me. So anyways, we're in the small pool And Shiloh, we've been swimming for a while, and Shiloh, like, just projectile vomits into the pool. And so I'm like, oh, man. And it's like, been here, done that. It's happened before. But this time it was just like, I like cupped my hand over her mouth and it was just coming out everywhere. And there was kids in the pool. Like all the parents were in the other pool. And I'm like, well, yeah, just exactly what I said. Like, that just happened. So I'm like, there's stuff in the pool, you know, and the kids are freaking out. So I'm looking at Kristen and I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, there's not really a worker out. So I'm like, I guess I'm going to go find a net because I need to clean this up. So I'm walking to get the net, and as I'm walking to get the net, I go in there. It's like, hey, my kid just, you know, threw up in the pool. I'm so sorry. And it's like, oh, don't worry, we'll clean it up. I'm like, no, I feel like I need to do it. And so I get the net, and I'm walking back, and, you know, I don't know if this dude listens to this podcast, and I don't know who this guy is, but he looked at me like I was just a worker at this place, and he points to the area where the throw-up is, as if I didn't know that there was throw-up back there. And he was just like, hey, it's over there. And I'm not going to lie to you. I might have said something. I might have said something to him. I'm like, I know where the throw-up is because it's my kid. And then I said, some of you guys act like y'all ain't never seen a kid throw up in a pool before. And all the parents just looked at me like, okay. And I just – and there I was just like scooping the throw-up out of – the pool. But I tell you what, because I cleaned it up, the people that own like the people that own the thing, they gave us like a free like a zip line. This is like Gatlinburg area. That's so they're like, hey, we're gonna give you like a free zip line thing.
Did you feel like Tinkerbell?
bro, stop. Anyways. Kelly, what's a vacation fail for you?
Oh man, there's so many. So our oldest, he loves to play with like doorknobs and locks and all of that. So I can't tell you the number of Airbnbs or hotels I've been locked out of. But I think my favorite is this one time we went to Gatlinburg and we were in a cabin and there was this like windstorm, like an epic windstorm throughout the night. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe a thunderstorm. Well, anyway, long story short, we get up the next day. Half of our deck is now missing. And so the like it was blown off in the windstorm. So the kids are out there playing. Next thing we know, we're locked out of this house and we're on like, there's a deck overlooking this massive drop off. So it was just, everything went horrible at that trip. We're locked out. The deck is missing. The kids are like stranded and I'm looking at them like, don't move. Let's not go to the edge.
Where was this at?
Gatlinburg.
Okay. Oh, geez.
So it was beautiful.
There's a common theme here.
But there is a common theme. So now, usually I have to keep like bobby pins or some type of skinny device with me at all times to break and enter into the Airbnbs that I stay at.
Okay.
So you are able to break and enter into different
places.
We've all
been redeemed. That's
impressive.
Okay.
That's a parent pro tip right there.
So carry a little, how can you break back into a house that you've been locked out of?
I heard that. Kelly's a criminal.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
No, she's Italian.
Actually not.
Wait a minute.
So that's a different podcast, family. Here it is.
That was
if you want to hear more about this, go back and listen to all the other episodes.
That's actually a great episode.
That was one we wanted
to name.
Don't
get locked out.
Dead Moms and Santa Claus, but we named it something else.
Did what?
Yep.
Dead Moms and Santa Claus.
There's a story there.
Okay. I'll have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Let me go find the title.
You have to get past the second one before you do that.
Just have to listen to them.
My kids also throw up, though, everywhere. Well, only my middle one. I don't know what it is, like middle kids and vomit.
Yeah.
But we didn't realize that she got car sick. And so we were driving, I think maybe to South Carolina. But you know how you have to go through all those windy roads, like through Chattanooga and everything? All of a sudden, I just hear a little voice in the background. Oh, I don't feel good. And then it just starts. And so you're trying to pull over. And I didn't have anything. I wasn't prepared. So you're just like reaching out your hands. Like, I'll catch it. Like, this is so disgusting. So now we just always have to keep like a bag with us or a bowl in the car. And strictly it's like, this is the throw up bowl. So that if Jolie gets sick, here's your little bucket. You can just,
you know, Selah did not. This is a true story. Selah, I don't know if she threw up, you know, when she was a baby, like she'd spit up, but I don't think she like actually vomited until she was, I mean, honestly, until she was like 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, the Lord spared us of that, but Shiloh, every single time we get in the pool, projectile vomit.
Why in the pool? Oh,
because she's taking it in. Yeah. Every other time I could see it on her face and I'd pick her up before we do it. This time I missed all the signals and it was just, it was bad. Sorry.
The I think since we're talking about throw up, which I hate, by the way, I think one of the, I think the moment when I realized my wife was like a superwoman was we were on a trip, kids are in the back seat, it's night, and all of a sudden you hear, and I'm telling you, I don't know how she did it, but she jumped from her, unbuckled, jumped from her seat to the back seat and caught all of it in her hand.
And so
I could pull over to the gas station, and I just went, like, I thought I was going to have to clean all this stuff up.
She caught it all.
And she caught it all. I was super impressed.
That's impressive.
Was that on a vacation?
It was on a vacation. But that's not my fail. I think for me, most of my vacation fails are this. We go and we do something and we spend money and my kids aren't appreciative. And at some point in time, I lose my mind. And it's been in a public place before where I just go, like, you know, when your parents get mad or you as a parent get mad and you pull them over and you grit your teeth and you're talking through your teeth and you're if you don't say thank you one more time. Yeah. And so I think most of our vacation fails have to do with those moments where I feel like a jerk and then I have to go back and apologize to my kids for losing my mind.
Yeah.
But literally I feel like that's every vacation where we're like, do you know how much we spent on this? And you are whining and griping. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, I embarrass myself. And then I got to go apologize. And then I'm like, I just ruined the whole vacation.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than hearing, so what else are we doing? I'm like, okay.
This is it. This is the day.
I was that kid.
I can picture that. I can picture you being a top joking.
I think it's hard with vacations too because – I don't know about y'all, but I always have these really high expectations. Like, we're going to go do this thing. It's going to be so fun. Everyone's going to love it. And then you get there and you look around and you're like, oh, they don't even care. Or like, this isn't even as good as we thought. Or, man, we just dropped all this money and it is not at all what I anticipated.
Yes.
So sometimes I have to remind myself to like taper my expectations and just try to find like, what are some of the good moments or like the pockets of fun? And it's also been funny because sometimes the simplest things, like we'll go on vacation and it ends up being like the cheapest. Like, we got takeout, went to the park, kicked a ball around, and they had the best time ever. Yeah. And I'm like, man, that was so simple. Part of me goes, I could have done that in my backyard. Oh, yeah. But the other part of me goes, well, this is cool. Like, at least we're having quality time. We're spending time together. It's fun. But
we just, and to go along with that, we just drove from Fort Lauderdale back to Tennessee. So that's, you know, where my wife and I are both from there. And Kristen gave the kids the sheet that her mom had done for her where you have to find certain things along the way, certain stores, certain automobiles. My kids were all in. And I'm like, we just drove for 8 hours and you guys were playing this game and as happy as can be. And then we spend this money and you're griping and complaining. That's it. We're done. You're just getting paper and pen from now on.
You know, honestly, a game is absolutely just anxiety ridden as you ride through a car or ride through a car ride is the alphabet game where you have to like,
we just played
the
that.
Letter, the like, it's the starting.
I love the alphabet game.
And you go like, it is. I've gotten in screaming matches with friends of like, no, I saw it first. And like, depending on who you play with, there's a little leniency in the rules. So essentially, if you never played this game, first letter of the word is like you're looking A, B, C, D, all the way through the alphabet. First letter of the word. And there was a time where I saw an Xterra drive the opposite direction, and I was like, that's my X. Xterra, that's it. And the whole car started screaming at me. And I was like, it's a great time. But anyways, not to derail the conversation. That derailed the conversation. Anyways, Kelly, what were you going to say?
I'll say, I remember, so Shiloh, she said one time, it was just quiet, and she goes, Dad, truth or dare? And I was just like, okay, I don't know. I was like, truth. And she goes, okay, tell me. She said, okay, tell me a truth. I'm like, I don't think this is how this works. I think you're supposed to tell me the truth. I think you're supposed to tell me something. I'm supposed to, you know, whatever. Anyways.
I think she's right.
Is she right?
Yeah. If you pick truth or dare, you have to, they ask, you ask a question, and then you have to tell the truth.
Oh.
Yeah, but you don't just say, tell me the truth.
Yeah.
She's supposed to ask him a question.
She didn't ask me a question. She said truth or dare. I said truth. And she was just like, okay, tell me a truth.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Maybe I have.
So, Kelly, do you think that, because Shane also kind of agreed, do you think the simpler vacations where it's all like, it's not as programmed or there's not the big flashy thing and all that, do you think part of the reason why your kids were like, hey, we loved this, is because there was less distraction from everything else? Or like, what would be your guess as to why? Because Shane, you agreed, like the simpler ones or simpler situations seem to be where the kids have the most fun and are looking back going like, this was awesome. I don't know. What would you say?
I mean, I think it depends on like your family dynamics. I know for us, like, I love being outside, but that's not necessarily true of everybody in my family.
Right.
So this past week, we were actually at the beach. Again, I love the beach. I could live there. And so we went to the beach the first day as a fam. Everybody's having a great time. A couple days later, I'm like, hey, we're going to go back to the beach. They're all like, no, we've already done that. We're not going back. I'm like, oh, no. We're here for the week. We're going to go to the beach every day. And so my kids look at me and they're like, I don't want to go. Like, why would you make me? Once we got there, we're having fun. They're building sandcastles. They're in the waves. So sometimes you just got to force them to do the thing. You know they're going to enjoy it when you get there. But I think for me, being mindful of, like, our kids' love languages. So I think for one of my kids, it's quality time. So for him, anything that we do on a vacation, if we can choose something where it's going to just give us an opportunity to like connect and hang out,
right,
he's going to love that. Whereas I don't really know the other kids yet, what their love language is, but I try to be mindful of like, hey, what speaks to them? Or this last vacation, now that my kids are getting a little bit older, one day my husband took my son and they did a thing, and I took my daughters and we did a thing. And honestly, that was super fun. I think in the past, I used to think, oh, it's family vacation. We've got to spend every moment together and like capitalize on this time. But some of my favorite memories were just like when it was, hey, just me and this one kid got to go and do a thing. And that was really special and sweet.
Yeah. I think something Kelly said earlier was also our expectations.
Yes.
Sometimes we project what we want our kids to enjoy, and they may not because of their love language, because of different things. And so when they don't enjoy them,
right,
and this is bad as a parent, I'll say that, is we take it personally. Or we start to go, well, man, we spent all this money and we planned all this and you guys didn't enjoy it. And sometimes just I love what you just said of, hey, we've always got to be together. It's family time. Instead of going, hey, we're going to go do this. We're going to go do this. And how awesome it ended up. I think that's great.
Also, I think a pro tip, if you're a parent out there. So we just did a family trip and we had a young couple come with us and we've never done this before. It was the best thing I think we ever did. Now, mind you, several times throughout the vacation, the young lady would look at me and she'd be like, are you all right? Are you having fun right now? I'm like, yeah, I'm chill. This is just me like off relaxing. Also, my kids are stressing me out. So this is just my rest.
Your nails or something like that?
No, I was just like, I don't know, just probably acting normal, but not like super like psyched or happy. I was just, you know,
you're like pulling your hair out.
Just a day in paradise, crying in the corner. No. But here was what was cool is if you have like family friends or you've got relatives or you've got another family, I would strongly encourage you to consider going on a trip with them. Mm. Like, I think my dream is that I become such good friends with other families that I would want to go away and like spend a few days or a week with them.
Yeah.
Because parenting in community is so much more fun. And honestly, I think sometimes easier because the kids will entertain each other.
Right.
But we did something kind of unexpected is our anniversary falls the week of 4th of July. And because we had this couple with us, they were like, hey, y'all go out, celebrate. We'll watch the kids. I was like, you don't have to tell me that twice. Peace out. So it was such a gift.
Right.
And I think sometimes I forget that there can be such beauty in relationships with people in different seasons of life.
Yeah.
So like investing in young couples has really been fun, but also I feel like I reap the reward or benefit of my kids look to these people as like, oh, this is auntie and this is uncle. Like they just have that relationship. So if you're listening and you're like, man, I don't have family nearby, or I could never, you know, every vacation seems stressful, maybe look at your friends or your community and be like, who could we invite? Maybe you all go camping together.
Right.
And kind of give each other that break and also that time to just invest. I don't know. Yep. I feel like now I'm getting all serious in this vacation. No, fail. It was fun.
I was going to say something that the Lord just kind of showed me a little over a year ago was that the most valuable thing that I can give anybody is my time. And I think when you think about time as currency, like money, like, I mean, you only have so much, but you can get more if you want, if you work hard, you know, or if you do whatever, you can get more or you can, you know, lose it. But time, you never get the time back. And so it's a very expensive, you know, currency. And I think what you said earlier about probably the most meaningful moments on vacation isn't whenever it's just a family get together, but it's like when me and my kid, maybe one-on-one, is going to do something that we're going to remember for a long, you know, for a long time. And I think, you know, we make jokes about it, and I make jokes about it, about kids not being appreciative of how much money we spend, you know. And I personally, like, just really convicted. It's like, you know, my kids should never really know how much money I spend on them, but my kids should be very aware of how much time I spend with them, or they will be aware of it. They're gonna know if I was involved, engaged, or not. And so, so even on vacation, finding those, I know vacation is obviously built to relax and get away, but yeah, to take time, you know, whatever that looks like. And so that's something that the Lord showed me, and it's been a good reminder. So.
Shane, you got anything for us as we wrap up?
Now I feel horrible after what Andy just said about yelling at my kids about how much money we spent on the trip. But other than that,
I do that too. I'm just saying, I do that too.
No, I love that. I love what you just said. That it's they're gonna and they'll remember that. They'll remember those times that we spent with them, and I think that's important.
Sweet. Well, Andy, thanks for hopping in. We get you for one more episode, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely going to listen to this episode back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For sure.
And I'm sure.
I love this conversation, man. It's super, super, super encouraging. Grateful that you guys are having.
Well, thanks for being on. And if you're listening and you're like, hey, this was helpful, if you would just, you know, share it with people, let other people hear the conversation, and hopefully it helps them. And if you have been listening and you're like, hey, like, I want to know when the episodes come out, subscribing to the channel really helps. So you can hit the subscription button in Spotify or Apple Music, depending on which one you listen on. And if you want to be part of the conversation, all you got to do is text PARENT to 98173, and you'll get a link to a form where we just want to know what you want us to talk about. And so you can, like I said, just text PARENT, P-A-R-E-N-T, I had to think about how to spell PARENT, to 98173. Sorry, it's the end of the summer. Like I said, you can be part of the conversation. So with that, Kelly, Shane, thanks for being on as always. Andy, thanks for hopping in with us. And we'll catch you guys next time. See you.